I walked up the path in October last year in the evening, and it was very dark and very uneven. So I decided to set up a petition on change.org to try and get improvements to the path. The ideal goal was to improve the surface of it so it was level and wider for pushchairs, elderly people, anybody with mobility issues, etc. But also to try and get some lighting because it is pitch black. The petition had I got about 185 signatures, I believe. Derbyshire County Council have actually this week or at the end of last week started working on the footpath. They're doing proper tarmac and everything. I haven't been down there because the path is closed, but I have spoken to the guys doing the work, which is great. I feel like I've achieved something there, you know. The lighting is a more complicated issue because I believe there's no funding for it, or it falls between various places for who would pay for it, and it's a big cost. It would require a consultation with residents and planning permission. And I am aware that there is opposition to the idea of lighting because of light pollution, but I still think safety is more important.
Well, they don't have to be massive lights, do they? As long as you can see the path and where you're walking.
Yes, you can get low level down, like downlighters. They're sort of curved and they light downwards. I would like to see solar lighting, so there's no cost once it's been installed. I think there is a solution that would make the path safer and not upset people if it shines into their houses, because I don't think it would if it was low enough. But it's going to be a huge undertaking to try and get funding, trying to get agreement for it. So I think I've achieved something with the path, which is great, and it's happened a lot quicker than I thought. I think the lighting is going to be a uphill struggle, and we may not achieve it, but I will continue to explore options for it.
But you've got to be proud that the fact that they're taking care of the path now.
No, I am amazed that it just took a petition and a bit of a few posters up and stopping people and saying, and people have been saying, oh, it's something needed to happen for years. So I think it just goes to show that if something bothers you, you should try and do something about it,
And you
because
have done.
you might get a success.
So it's like people power, isn't it, really?
Absolutely,
Yeah, if you
definitely.
want something, go for it.
Try and make
And
it happen.
yeah, and don't give up after one rejection
Oh
or
no,
something.
I don't give up.
So what's I know you don't. What's next now? What are you?
For the path, I mean, I am researching solar lighting, but all of that has to be fed back to the parish council, Highpeak Borough Council, and then Derbyshire. And you're dealing with three different entities there anyway. I'm aware nobody wants to fund it because you're talking probably £15,000 or £20,000, and planning would have to be. So it's going to eventually be out of my hands. I'm just trying to research lighting, which I will pass that information on to the people who pass it on to people who make the decisions. And then I guess I've just got to keep asking about progress. But I think it's the first bit nice, efficient, quick turnaround. I think the next stage, you could be asking me this in a year or 2 years, and we're still,
What are local people saying about the path being resurfaced?
Everyone seems to be really happy. I've had positives on Facebook and people sending me pictures of the work underway, because obviously the other end is New Road, so I can only see our end here. Yeah, everybody seems very happy.